This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about us. If you do want to call, 844-551-8255. Somebody in the Utah area asked if we stationed, if I wanted to have the show broadcast. It was a super cheap rate if you want to broadcast in their market, like $200 a month for the three-hour show daily. And we will respectfully decline, however, because, number one, we're already in the Utah area with our own station that isn't charging us anything. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the guys for, because that is one heck of an offer to have a radio show in an area for $200 a month for 3 hours. It could easily cost you $2,000 to $3,000 to do that, depending upon the market, or more. But I feel like, honestly, the show, we don't have to pay to broadcast this show. If you want the show, great. It should help you sell sponsorships, and if you don't want it, no problem. It's really that simple for me. If I can turn your market, you know, turn people on in your market and they want to do things with you, I've earned my keep and we're good to go. If not, find somebody who can do it. There's lots of people out there broadcasting, and I'm sure you're getting the heck with it. I just, and again, no offense to the guy's offer, but I can't imagine somebody coming to Limbaugh saying, hey, listen, I'd love to get you in our market, you know, if you'll pay a few bucks. Even if they say it's just a penny, symbolically, why would I pay you to broadcast in a market? Would Limbaugh do that? Would Glenn Beck do that? Would Hannity do that? The answer is no. I mean, I'm not insulted because the guy knows, well, Kevin's not those guys. He's making his own way and yada, yada, yada. And I know many friends who would jump on that. I'll pass that along to them. But we have an amazing show, and I will compare the insights gained from our show to anybody's. And that's not a slam on them. It's just not. I'm certainly not going to denigrate myself compared to any of these other guys. We have one heck of a show. For the just so you guys are aware, we are live today on Facebook, so hopefully you're joining us there. And during the breaks, I can chat with you if you jump on. So if you visit the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Facebook, you should see a way to see that and be live broadcast. The sound quality is amazing, and the only difference is, and I'm not trying to jump you off of your radio show station, I'm just saying you can interact. So your choice. Anyway, quite a few people to that point did the homie is my Comey or Comey is my homie. I don't care how it is. Homie, Comey, if it has those two words in it, you're in the drawing for us to give away free T-shirts, signed T-shirts, signed books, whatever. We're still putting the package together, but it'll be a fun little package for you to get, and we'll do that from time to time when we broadcast on Facebook. And we're going to start doing things that I think are really spectacular. Like if you want to go on our hunt, we've been trying to put together this elk hunt for quite a while, and whether you want to go hunt elk or not is a big does not bother me. The real issue there is we're going to eat some of the best barbecue, the best beef you've ever had in your life, and you're going to be on 12,000 acres in God's country in Colorado, and you're not going to believe the views. 6,000 plus square foot cabin and people commiserating, and yeah, there's going to be carousing and drinking and a whole bunch of other stuff. So if you want to be a part of that, we may make that as one of the offers on the show. So anyway, type in that phrase. You'll maybe win a T-shirt or some, you know, T-shirt books, stuff like that. But we'll figure out when we're going to do that drawing, and I'll let you guys know. So what's happening today? Lots of stuff is happening today, and on the Kevin Jackson Show, we cover the happenings of the day, but we also position you for what you should be thinking about in the future. And what I'm looking at here is I'm watching the Democrats who've gone from Russia, Russia, Russia. Now they're saying things like Trump must testify. He now must testify. When did these suckers ever say demand that Barack Obama testify? Did Barack Obama testify in Benghazi? Did Barack Obama testify with the VA? Did Barack Obama testify with the IRS scandal? No. He's got more scandals than a bum has dirty underwear, and this sucker has never been asked to testify. Nobody's gotten him on record other than him saying, I found out about it in the media. Yeah, that's where I found out. I mean, I found out just like you did. And those are lies. Did anybody make him testify about what he said about Obamacare? Was he ever held to task about when you know, if you like the plan, you can keep your plan, other than saying, well, we were saying as long as those plans still fit the new mandate, etc. He never said that. And a lie by omission is a lie. So why is he being Donald Trump? Now, he's got to testify because Comey has now revealed all these other things. Comey says, well, he intimidated me. Well, I would say, if I were Trump, I'd say, why should I testify to that? Loretta Lynch intimidated him, and she actually told him what to do, and he went and did it. In my so-called intimidation, did he do it? Did he shut down the Flynn investigation? The answer is no. So I don't need to testify to a liar. Why would I even give you the dignity of sitting before you? I'm your president. I'm not testifying. And in fact, I want to get all of you suckers testifying. All you lying senators and congressmen on the left who claim you got this evidence or whatever. I want somebody to grill you. What evidence do you have? Then Schumer, give us the tapes. Give us the documentation. See, what they want is if Trump doesn't have any information like this, he should say, I've never had that stuff. I just wanted Comey to think it. He should just come out and say it. Never had it. But with guys like him, you have to make them believe that things are going to come out. And you know why he fessed up about Loretta Lynch and all this other stuff? Because he knows it's out there. That's why he's fessing up. I don't know what Trump's going to do in all of this, but I would tell you, with anything that involves the left, number one, you never back down. The good news is, American conservatives out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you don't have to worry about Trump backing down. You don't have to worry about him going, oh, shoot, I'm in a pickle on this. He's going to fire away, no problem. But let me tell you, today I want to discuss the nuances of politics in D.C. I'm going to parse all these things that they're demanding and explain to you why they're wanting to see this, and from, I believe, a perspective you may not have heard, because I see what's going on here. I think you see what's going on here. We're making a shift now to say, make Donald Trump produce evidence. Make his team. So Sessions is going to, he's testified yesterday. What came out of it? Nothing. Hey, we got to take a short break. Lots to talk about today. I'm fired up, seriously.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1¾ inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By some on the right is now to question the credibility of Special Counsel Mueller. Already, former Speaker Gingrich and others have said negative things about Mueller just weeks after praising his selection. They know that Mr. Mueller is the man now responsible for following up on Mr. Comey's testimony. So the hard right is trying to discredit him in advance. They know they can't debate the facts or the issues or defend the actions of the White House on the merits. So what do? They attack the referee and try to besmirch the reputation of someone like Mr. Mueller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Whenever the left want to fight for somebody so hard, you got to question it. And Schumer... Yeah, they're going after Mueller because he's a great guy. No, they're going after Mueller because he's dyed in the wool for the left. Pure and simple. But I was thinking about it. Should they go after Mueller? Should they let him do what he does? Because if we end up with one of these things yet again where it's like, okay, he lets somebody off or he doesn't prosecute it to the extent of the law, maybe we start our own leaks. Maybe we do what the play the game they play. The left, that is. So shouldn't Mueller be fired? And there are all these warnings I mentioned earlier. Chris Ruddy, who is a dyed-in-the-wool leftist, he comes off as a conservative. He's not. He's already told Trump, don't fire him. And I can understand that it'll look bad if he fires the guy that everybody says is so good, but that's what the left does. They put the guy out there that they want us to have. He's an amazing person. He's above and beyond reproach. And then when you find out, because that's what they said about Comey. The reason why I even bring this stuff up is I remember, I didn't know anything about Comey. They said he's the FBI. Oh, he's as good as it gets. Oh, hey, he's amazing. That's his dial. You just don't get any better than Comey. And then I listened to him as Tom Cotton, who questioned General Sessions, Attorney General Sessions. And he lit into the left. He was like, you know, you people, you haven't even asked the right questions here. And he essentially, I mean, I love, he's become my Trey Gowdy of the Senate. But I'm looking at these guys that just do what they do, and I think to myself, how do they sleep with themselves? How do they live with themselves after this type of thing? But Cotton at least came back and said, you know, here's what has happened with leakers. Here's what we could be prosecuting, but instead, you guys are holding Sessions hostage over, I can't remember, an innocuous meeting. I can tell you something. I have, in the last 2 days, if you said to me, Kevin, do you remember meeting so-and-so at this event? I would go, no. I'll tell you a good example. I had to attend a celebrity golf event, and the guy that I sat across from at the table is the guy that I had played golf with last year at the same event. And the reason why I know this is he's a golf pro. And what the guys at the PGA told me, Kevin, he'll help you work on your swing. And so I called him, but I couldn't. The guy, Josh, the PGA guy, says, Kevin, you played golf with him last year. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So he couldn't get me in. So long story short, I went to this event, and the guy's sitting right across from me. I don't remember him. And he finally says, hey, man, I'm really sorry I haven't been able to get to you. He goes, I'm doing all this first tee stuff with the kids. And I'm sitting there going, who is this guy? And then he starts talking about different things. And he says, you know, like when we played together last year, and he's giving me these little sucks. And I finally go, oh, crap. But if you'd ask me, had I met this guy prior to knowing, if Josh hadn't told me you played golf with him last year, his name is Mike, he's a PGA pro, you know, 10 miles from you at a country club, 10 miles from you, and I saw him, I'm telling you, another 6 months, I don't even remember this dude at all. So they want Sessions to remember innocuous meetings. I mean, do you know how many meetings and cocktail hours and things these guys go to? That's why when Michelle Bachmann would see me and call me Mr. Jackson, I would be like, how does she remember me? In at least 10 occasions, I'll be booting around the hill doing something, and I'd see Michelle Bachmann, and she'd say, well, hello, Mr. Jackson. And I'd go, hey, you know, Congresswoman Bachmann, and shake her hand, and she'd mosey along. And I was impressed because I was like, this woman. They I don't know if you guys know much about the Hill, but they set meetings up for 7 to 15 minutes. That's it. And I was in a meeting with Michelle Bachmann for 30 minutes, and her staffer was constantly looking at her wrist like, you know, when can we get out of here? When can, you know, we got to go. And she was so interested in the meeting that she didn't do it. She stayed with us. So, but I'm just telling you, they're grilling this guy over the most silly things. And so Cotton comes along and says, you know, what, when you were meeting these Russians, was it a spy thriller? You know, what exactly was happening with all this stuff you were doing? Did any collusion occur? Was there a dead drop? Did you mark the stall in the bathroom? And then they start talking about thrillers. And Sessions like, yeah, I do like the Bourne films, and I like these certain authors. But, you know, what are we here to discuss? Did the United States government, by way of Donald Trump, and Sessions and Trump's satellites, as they call them, in any way try to influence the election? And the answer is unequivocally no. And they should have shut this operation down months ago. Or they transition it into where it really belongs, which is with the Clinton camp and all those folks. That's what we should be dealing with. But we're not. Because we're watching the remnants of leftism. You're watching the remnants of the swamp as these guys slowly try to catch their breath because the water's draining out of it. And these swamp creatures are dying. And I got to tell you, I'm loving watching them gasp for air, metaphorically. I've warned you guys, get used to this, and it's a good warning. It means be prepared. Watch the daily triage that happens with the Democrat Party through all of this. Nothing good can come of this. I don't know how many senators questioned Sessions yesterday, but it was multiple senators on the left, and they all said the same thing. Why can't you speak of a private conversation between you and the president? And somebody finally said, well, Holder didn't do it. He was asked to provide information. He completely disregarded it because he had the complete protection of Barack Obama. He refused to appear. You got Sessions saying, I want to appear. You have the president saying, I want to appear. I'll tell you the truth. And everybody's warning, oh, dude, let me tell you, the warning needs to go out to the other guys. I told you guys, I said it before, Donald Trump is not a stupid man. And he will make comments about these things, and don't be surprised if he's already got opposition research out there running around talking about people. Sessions alluded to it when he said something along the lines of, you know, yeah, it might be nice to know what kind of conversations you're having with your staffers. Now, I know Sessions is just, you know, he's like your grandpa, and he's not going to be looking for things like that. But don't think Donald Trump isn't.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. You all re-energized after watching the Sessions testimony. We're quite frankly, if I never see another one of these, I'd be okay with it. Other than I want to see Loretta Lynch. I want to see people from Barack Obama's staff taking the heat. And it's funny to watch the difference. You know how the Republicans were very respectful of Comey, even though they know he's a snake. But, and the Democrats were just, oh, my gizzy gooey, oh. You know, when do people want to just represent the folks of America? I'm talking about these leftists. They don't want to do it. So we have a guy in California, an Illinois lawmaker. He wants to transform COFEFE, the mysterious term that got born of a tweet by Donald Trump. Who knows what it really means? Who cares? Slip of the fingers, whatever else. How many times have we done that? The only problem is when autocorrect comes in and it, you know, says like convert or conform or something like that. It'll auto-convert it for you. Lord knows there have been so many funny tweets that have been made from that. But I don't know what this guy wants to accomplish. I do know what it. Representative Mike Quigley, a Democrat out of Illinois, who introduced the communications over various feeds electronically for engagement, COFEFE Act. And he wants to amend the President's Records Act to make sure that social media posts, including deleted tweets, are archived and classified as documentary material according to the bill. And it's a trap. It's meant to make Trump not tweet as much. That's what it's meant to do. See, because tweets are one very interesting form of communication. For those of you who listen to the program, I will guarantee you the majority of you do not tweet. Admit it. You're old school. But Donald Trump does tweet. And it bothers the left that his tweets are effective. And that's why this guy, Mike Quigley, wants to introduce a COFEFE bill. And he says it'll maintain public trust in government. Yeah, because we certainly didn't, we could certainly trust the government from Barack Obama. He says elected officials must answer for what they do and say, including 140-character tweets. Well, I don't know if this guy realizes this, but there's already legislation that says politicians can make you promises and not keep them, and you can't hold them responsible. They don't even have to act on them. They can legitimately lie to you and get away with it. Whereas, for example, Donald Trump says, no, I'm keeping my promises. I'd argue with this guy. What has Donald Trump tweeted? Or Barack Obama, I thought he was being a good guy. He's a real pain in the butt. He's not really helping, whatever. Or I believe he was surveilling me. Show me a tweet where Donald Trump said something and it was blatantly false. If he wants to give his opinion, I think this guy is doing that. What's wrong with that? That's the closest you get inside of the head of the guy who's running the country. I would rather know something. I'd want him to. I want to know. You know what? Comey's a fraud. I don't like the way this guy's doing things. I don't like the way this investigation's going. I don't think they're being fair. I want this changed. This person made me mad. I want to know. I don't know how you feel. It's the person that you don't know anything about that makes you go, I wonder what they're thinking. That's what bothers you. This guy wants to do it because he thinks he can hold Donald Trump responsible for a tweet. Fine. If he wants to spend his time doing that. And what was funny, so he names it Covfefe, which is, of course, the tweet that Donald Trump made. And then he deleted it 6 hours later, and he made light of the situation because he challenged his followers to figure out the true meaning of the apparently made-up word. And, of course, we obliged, and it was all fun and games, and I think that's very cool. I think it's good that we live in a democracy where Donald Trump has fun with the audience. I feel much more connected to him than I've ever been with Barack Obama, and I say that as a black guy. Barack Obama he favored certain people. White folks that gave him preferential treatment, he favored. The rest of you, if you were naysayers, he hated you. Donald Trump doesn't hate the people that disagree with him. He actually sees them as a plus. He really does. He understands that in order to kind of get to the solution, you got to have a little bit of the bad with the good. I mean, the guy has been successful in every way. And do you think that these people care? I was looking at this hearing with Sessions, and I'm thinking to myself, what are you guys really looking for? Are you looking to say to Sessions, we want you to tell us all the secrets of Donald Trump? Or are you really looking to get into the Russian thing, finding out what's going on with the Russians? Because I can tell you right now, I didn't see anything in terms of, let's get to the bottom of the situation with the Russians. There was none of that. It was all,
can you tell us why are you invoking executive privilege and why can't you talk about this and the protocols and all that?
Seriously? Donald Trump tells you more about what he's thinking than any other president, and you want to know what's in his brain.
I really think it's unfair that we can't have an autopsy of Donald Trump live and have live feeds emitting from his brain out to us beforehand.
Why? So you can spin it? It's unbelievable what these people do. None of these processes were put in place for Barack Obama, the biggest liar that's probably ever occupied the Oval Office, the biggest do-nothing president in the history of this nation, unless you count destroying it, as doing something. And yet, nothing. No Covfefe. Don't dare question his blackness. Don't dare question Barack Obama. But you can question Trump all day. And by the way, that's what I love about our Democratic Republic. The president can be questioned. You don't have there's no issue with you questioning him. You don't go to prison for questioning him. We were headed that way. You better doggone know we were headed that way. I told you guys, the United States was headed for being the worst government in the history of the world for killing people. Ultimately, it wouldn't shock me if the United States at some point headed in the direction we were going and killed over 100 million people. And you guys are going, Kevin, you're crazy. I'm not crazy. That's where liberalism leads. You look where there's strife in the world, and I will tell you, it is replete with liberals. It's replete with people who've ignored the warning signs. They don't care. You think I'm kidding? I'll give you an example. We profiled that young lady from North Korea who has people, they say they want to escape. She said she never heard a love story. Everything is about the Kims. She says, I've never knew a love story between a man and a woman or certainly anybody else. She says, you couldn't whisper. If you whispered, you were killed. You could get imprisoned for things. A woman, she said, was killed because she made an international phone call.
public, no, I'm sorry, watched a Hollywood movie. You can be killed for making an international phone call. There is no internet in North Korea. You think anybody, the human rights people are beating on them? Why are you treating your people this way? People starving to death. Women subjugated to degrees that probably make the Muslims go, oh my gosh, I can't believe they do that to their women. You guys remember the name Otto Warmbier? College student that got arrested, tried and imprisoned in North Korea. What did he do? He took a souvenir from a hotel, and I think it was something to do with Kim Jong-un or Il. I don't know which one. But he tried to swipe a souvenir from a hotel. I think he took the picture down or something. I'm not sure. He was in prison, I want to say, for, it was a better part of a year. Well, he got released because he was almost dead. They said he'd been in a coma. A coma for more than a year. I want to say, what was he, like 17 months over there? He had a 15-year sentence because he took down a picture of Kim Jong-un or Il, one of them, and I guess wanted to sneak it back or something. Yeah, it was a sign of the older one. That's Kim Jong-il. Which we jokingly say, Kim Jong dead now, huh? He was with a tour group. I want you to imagine, you got a kid, he's 17, in this case, Warmbier is 22 now, but, you know, he's 20 years old, he's used to shenanigans, college shenanigans, he was a tour in North Korea, and he gets sentenced to 15 years because he takes down a picture, a sign of the dictator in that country. And there's nothing your country can do to get him back. Let me ask you this. That was during the time of Obama. We have three more prisoners in North Korea. You want to tell me what's going to happen to those prisoners in the next bit of time? They sent him back because he was going to die over there, and they did not want his death on their hands, so they sent him back. They said, if he dies, he'll die on American soil, and Donald Trump can't come get us. If you don't think it's a diplomatic sign that they sent him back because they didn't want this kid to die, you don't know the politics of things. But there are three other Koreans, Americans over there. Two of them I know are Korean descent. How long do you think they're going to be there? You better know Donald Trump's working on it. But my point is, Barack Obama knows they're there. He didn't do anything. How much Barack Obama paid billions to get the prisoners free from Iran? What do you think he would have to pay for this?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. If you do happen to want to call anytime, day or night, 844-551-8255. From William Clark, listener appreciation. He says, there needs to be some station on satellite for voices like yourself. Even if there is such a huge variety and you only get 15 spots per day. Thanks for the message, William. Here's another one. Kevin, thank you for what you do. Keep up the good work. You're going against the flow, and it's tough, but you cover the topics that need to be discussed. Now, I'm going to get that out whole one of these days. Been listening for a few months now, and you're a solid guy. I wish you all the best. Regards, Brady. Brady, I wish I'd read that better for you, but I do want to recognize you for at least sending me the note. And I want you guys to understand, I do read them, and as Brady and William will attest, I sent a note back saying, thanks a lot. So, anyway, I wanted to do headlines. I don't know how many headlines we have, but we may only be able to get to this story, but here's something that I thought was kind of interesting. A headline read, 2017, Year of the Trans Candidate. And I thought, what? Okay, first of all, we're almost halfway through the year of 2017. I don't know how many trans candidates there have been, but are we in the year of the trans candidate? And who cares? Honestly, I wouldn't care if Barack Obama had been elected president as a man, then had a sex change operation and became a woman, which, by the way, some people said he did. And either way, he sucked. He would have just been the worst male president and the worst female president ever. And it turned out he's the worst black president. He's the worst LGBT president. He's the worst whatever. It didn't matter what category he came in. He was horrible. If Donald Trump were to suddenly say, you know what? What's his wife's name? Melania and I have decided that I'm going to go and change my sex. As strange as I might find it, I'd be like, well, do your thing, President Daniela, but please don't go. Please don't go. I would be so pro-trans president that you would go, Kevin, what's into you? I'd be like, what's into me? I don't care what Donald Trump's sex is. The dude is a rock, or girl would be a rock star. Just tell me he gets to keep that fire in him. In fact, I think it would be really funny to see Donald Trump in a dress. He's a pretty big dude. So, but the year of the trans, here's what I'll tell you. I believe in my heart of hearts. Now, look, I know I may not be the typical conservative, even though I consider myself right of Reagan. But what I've learned about people is, when I was a kid, people told me how to think about other folks. They'd say, Kevin, this is how the gays are. This is how the Hispanics are. This is how the whites are. And you know what? They got it wrong every time. Because I would have a friend that was gay, and I'd go, I don't see any big deal. I had many Mexican friends, and I'm like, they're nothing like what's depicted on TV and what the left tells me. I've got female friends, and they aren't hung up on their naughty bits. You know, and by the way, they're just like dudes for the most part. So everything they were telling me was wrong. So when I heard about trans, I was like, it is a strange thing, a strange phenomenon that somebody would want to change their sex. I'll give you that. But they were taboo, you know, not to be discussed. Oh, my God. Well, they're not. They're people. Look, they got jacked. It's like hanging out with an anorexic. And they're looking in the mirror going, oh, my God, I got to lose weight. And you're like, what are you freaking crazy? What, you don't see it? Are you out of your mind? Oh, my God. Whatever. And you're sitting there going, no. Or, you know, there's a person that always, they're, you know, rock solid. I used to fit this category where people would go, I'd say, I got to lose 5 pounds. They're like, we lose 5 pounds? Where? Where are you going to lose it? You know, but I was in shape, but I was used to being in a better shape. You get it. If you're a bodybuilder or you're an athlete, you understand that 5 pounds makes a difference on you. And it's not easy to deal with it in whatever your sport may be. But anyway, that's your malady, if you will. So, if somebody that thinks that they want to cross-dress or be a different sex, I look, fine. I don't really care. Just, again, don't legislate with it, and we're all good to go. So when I became an adult, my attitude became, if what you're doing isn't bothering me and you're not trying to make it the thing that, you know, if somebody goes, I'm gay, and you're going to recognize and you're going to make all the rules because of me, then you just got on my bad side. But if you go, hey, Kevin, just in full disclosure, not that it matters to you, but I'm gay and, you know, boy, this is my boyfriend Jerry or whatever, I don't care. You know, and that's it. You know, everything beyond that, you wouldn't even know, right? So, but, and I know that makes sound strange to a lot of people, but I believe I've influenced a lot of folks to say it doesn't, as long as you're not trying to legislate with it, it's not an issue for me. But everything else, I'm telling you, I'm right of Reagan. And I would venture to tell you that's probably what Reagan thought. So I'm looking at these, the year of the trans candidate, Virginia native Danica Rehm is running for a seat in her state's House of Delegates. Should she emerge victorious from the June 13th Democratic primary, which I didn't even check to see if she did, the 32-year-old would challenge longtime incumbent Bob Marshall to represent Virginia's 13th district and become the first openly transgender representative in the chamber. Now, I come back to these other things. I get that some people are, you know, they get all jazzed up. Oh, my gosh, we're going to have the first trans, you know, transgender person in this, that. I don't really care. Is this person good at what they do? Are they, you know, dedicated to the job? Those are, to tell me I'm running to be the first black this or whatever. I don't know how many times somebody would say something to me like, Kevin, you'd be the first black to do that. And I'd go, so? Who cares? You know, the only thing I care about is what if the white person or the non, all the other people do? What's the goal? When they tell me, oh, I remember in my high school they said when a guy named Mike Gross won the largest scholarship you could get in the state of Texas at the time, Minnie Stevens Piper Scholarship. And my counselor calls me in, Dr. Sharp, and he says, Kevin, we're going to submit you for this award. And he says, but I got to warn you. He goes, you're not going to win it. They've never given it 2 years in a row to the same school. So, you know, it's not going to happen. But you are the student that I want to submit for this. And, you know, I hope you feel it's an honor. I said, I do. I feel it's an honor. And but he told me you couldn't win it. And they gave, I said, well, just give me all the paperwork and I'll submit what I have. And the chips fall where they may. So I submitted all the paperwork. And, you know, waited and waited. And at this point, I relocated back to my hometown. I went to a high school, in my regular high school. And there was another, they nominated the top student in junior year from each high school, each school in the state of Texas. So you had, I don't know, thousands of candidates. And they narrowed it down and they gave out 25 scholarships from the thousands of candidates. And I remember getting the letter from Dr. Carlos Otero. I remember his name as if I can see the letter. Kevin, you've been nominated, blah, 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 and we'll make a decision. We're going to narrow it down to the top 100. Best of luck. And all, I don't know, 100,000 kids in the state of Texas that were top students in these various high schools got their letter. So I go back to Brady, and they give me they started narrowing it down to top 50. So a girl named Donna was nominated at Brady High School. And so when I got there, she goes, you know, we both found out that we were the ones that were nominated. I was nominated for my old school. And she says, oh, my gosh, Kevin, I saw you were nominated. I was like, yeah, I'm one of them. So then we got down to 50. We got our 100 letters, then we got our 50, and Donna would get her. She got hers in advance. Oh, Kevin, congratulations. You got your letter. I go, no, I haven't gotten mine yet because I live out in the country. Our mail came a day later. And so then we got our 50. She let me know we got down to the 25. She didn't make the 25. So I don't remember, but it was two times she told me in advance of me going home and getting my letter that she'd gotten the letter. So when I finally get down to the 25 selected, I go to school and I'm like, hey, Donna, congratulations. Did you get your letter? I got my, and she didn't get it. She just starts crying because she hadn't gotten her letter. And so I was long story short, I ended up being the only person in the history of this scholarship who school got selected twice. And the winner was selected, one of the winners was selected from the school 2 years in a row. And I just remember thinking, don't tell me what can't be done. But I didn't do it because I was black. I did it because my attitude was, I think I have the credentials to do it. So this Rehm, she's not going to win the general election, but she'd be the third openly transgender state legislator to ever hold office in the U.S., and only a few openly trans in the world. And I think it's a travesty that we're, you know, letting people, or I should say, ruling people out based on sexuality because it is something that's a little strange. It's just one of those things. And it's not the norm, but it's not a reason to rule against somebody. So I certainly don't wish her luck over a Republican, but I do wish that, you know, people open their hearts to people that maybe are different and fighting their struggles in a different way. I'm going to leave it there.
He won't-
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.